You're going to walk around and put this in your pocket. If you walk around.
Start your date, the Toyota Rabbin and Son of Obama Burger.
Good morning. Today's Shia is Lili Nishmas, my grandfather, Rav Gershon Kahen, Rav Gershon Ben Avrom. Today is his Yahrzeit. I'll say a few words that he shared with us. He was a Rav in Strasbourg. He was a Manal of the Yeshiva of Aix-les-Bains for many, many years. His life was very much into putting the Torah to the French Jewry in a way that they would see that without Torah, without Achachomim, they would not be. We don't have a continuation. And he very much spoke about this Inyan quite a few times, this Inyan of Emunah Chachamim. That's what I want to share with you, a few words, a few of his thoughts. See, the Pasuk in Dvarim, we know the Pasuk in Dvarim, it says, Lisosu mikol ma she yoyim bu lecha yom in Ismail. And Chazal tell us, Tafilu im yoyim bu lecha al yamin she Ismail, al smil she yamin. Even if they tell you that do the opposite, we still say, you have to listen to the Chachamim. And the Ha'orah that the people like to ask is that why Chachamim are B'nei Adam like us, they're people. What's the big difference? What's the big maila of this Talmidei Chachamim over us? You know, why do we have to listen to more to what they've got to tell us than what they've got to say? And if we have a Chumash. At the beginning of Vayikra, as we know, the pasuk starts Vayikra and Moshe. Vayikra is a very small aleph. And Rashi tells us that comparing it to our own Parshas, Parshas Balak, where by Bilam, HaKadosh Baruch says, Vayikar, Elokim HaKadosh Baruch Hu met with Bilam in Vayikar. The question is, what was the difference between Vayikra Moshe and Vayikra Bilam? Masay, Barak. Vayikra Elokim and Bilam, Vayimer Elov as Shivas Mizbuchet, Rachti, Vachulu. So, what's the difference between Vayikra and Vayikra? The difference in Aleph. And Vayikra, Chachamim tell us, Vayikra is Loshen Chibo. The Akadosh Baruch Hu loved Moshe and he called him, I want to call you. Whereas Vayikar, when it comes to Bilam, it was with the coldness. It was Loshen Rashi. It was cold. It was not Loshen Arai, Loshen Gnai, Loshen Tumas Keri. It wasn't really much interesting, but I'm coming to you. What's the difference in Vayikra and Vayikar? A little aleph. So my grandfather said the thought. He said, if you want to know the difference between Moshe and Bilam, a lot of people might read the psukim, and as someone was telling me this, you can read the psukim of Parshas Bilam and say, what's the problem? You know, he's got full of munah, he's a bal bitochen, he says kol mashayim akush bochui, and he's going to keep, he's going to say, what's the big tindness that we've got on Bilam? And the answer is the aleph, the little aleph. To be able to see the little aleph, you have to look closely. You can't just like read Pasuk Vayikra. If you read quickly, then you won't see the aleph. You have to look closely, and then you see Vayikra, that there's a little aleph there. What's the point? What's the pshat to look closely? To be able to differentiate between a Moshe and a Bilam, you need to look closely to see what his actions are. And Chachomim, with the Chochmah, came along and told them, told us that that Bilam, what his actions were totally wrong. We go through the whole parsha. Everything. Every time he did something, every time he tied to Bilam, to Balak, no, I don't want to come because I need a bit more covered, or I need a bit more money. My base Melakasev Lazov. He had all his tainus one after another, as the Mishnah and Ovis tells us that there was he had all the bad middos, ruach, how's it go, ruach, gvoya. He had the three bad middos that were the opposite of Avraham Avinu. Now, but how do we know that's how he was? That's what Bilam Rasha was. So if we, again, as we said, if we ourselves would have been looking at it, at Bilam's action, we would have said, yeah, he's a good man. He's a good man. Whereas a good guy, whereas the Chachamim come and tell us, no, you should know that he was a Rasha, Bilam a Rasha. Now, the way that we should approach this is that once Chachamim have told us that he's Taka Rasha, then it's that's the way it is. We can't be Mahara, we can't start saying, yeah, we can't argue with them, saying maybe Bilam was Taka Tzadik. No, Chachamim tell us that he's a Rasha. We see another place. We see by Miriam and Neviah, she came and she asked about Moshe Rabbeinu. Harak ach b'Moshe diber Hashem, alo gam bonu diber. And she had a taina, why is Moshe Rabbeinu acting the way he is? You know, we're also the same level as him. And on that, Chachamim tell us, what was the tzitzah of that? That she had tzaras. To which we can also turn around and say, what was the big problem? Is she asked a question about Moshe Rabbeinu? Are we not allowed to ask questions about our Rabbonim? Are we not allowed to ask any ha'aros? Are we not allowed to say anything? So the Michta Miliyahu explains that the problem that Miriam and Neviah had was what was behind the question. What was hidden within the question? And he explains, he says, there's two ways to ask a question. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that those Tamidim, they used to do all different types of shticks to be able to learn from the Rebbe's ways, hide in the bathroom and do different things like this, to be able to learn how to see how the Rebbe used to act. And the Rebbe asked him, what are you doing? So he said, what do you mean? It's Torah, Hivril Madan Yisorich. If you approach the question to your Rebbe as Torah, Hivril Madan Yisorich, I'm not saying that what the Rebbe is doing is right or wrong. Whatever the Rebbe is doing is 100% right. I'm not arguing with the Rebbe. I just want to know how to do it and how and why. But I'm not. It's an interest. It's a Bikush Chochma. Then everything's fine, then you can matter manoim. You can do whatever you're going to do. It doesn't matter because it's lin moed and tzarech. Whereas if you come and you put yourself on the same piedestal, how do you say that? On the same level if you put yourself on the same level as the rav, as the rebbe, and you start saying maybe, you know, you're saying like a, you're saying aleph, and maybe base, and you start arguing as if you have a deal. Then it's not. Then says to Miriam, sorry, that question that you ask, ach, rak bonu, rak bonu diber Hashem. Sorry, what was the lesson? Hello, gam bonu diber Hashem. Ach, b'moishe diber Hashem. Hello, gam bonu diber. That question that Miriam and Levi asked, which was a valid question, didn't come from a point of view of whatever Moshe Rabbeinu does is 100% right and we accept it. It was more of like, we're sort of equals. If we're sort of equals, then we have a problem. Then why did Moshe Rabbeinu do that? If that's what you ask, then Akash Boko says, then it's a netiyah, and it's a a start of the conversation of Lashon Hara. Let's say you're going to start speaking about the Rebbe, maybe he did that, maybe he did that, and you're going to start speaking about him. That's already a bad thing. That gets you into Taras, and therefore there had to be a stop to it. We see a very similar idea in the Haggadah. We see the Sheilas Chacham and Sheilas Rosho, Rechaira, they're all asking the questions. And if you go through the questions, the Rosh is not asking much dissimilar. It's not so different than what the Chacham is. My father used to tell us, the question is how you ask the question. Are you saying because you want to know? I'm interested to know about the Lachas. Or are you saying, you're dissing it. You say, not interested, what are those things? It's the way you ask the question. That's what the Taina was there was Taina on Miriam. A little bit is because the Taina that a person has when a person asks a question against the Rav, not because he wants to learn, but because he wants to ask, it stems from a bit of gaiva. It's a gaivadika thing. It's a person that holds himself a bit higher, and he will hold himself that he is equal to the Rav, and therefore he's able to argue with him. And that's why he comes to ask me such questions. It stems from gaiva. That's the Rosh and our God is gaiva. So going back to the original question, if so, what is the koyach of the Chachamim? What's the koyach the Chachamim have more than us? We have to follow whatever they say without even arguing, without asking questions against them, more asking questions from them, not against them. What's the makor of the koyach? And the answer is poshut, Torah's emes, as the Mishnah Sishorim tells us at the beginning of in the Zagdom, in the first perek, when he explains what's the importance of learning Musa, he gives the famous moshul of the Gan HaMavucha, of the maze. When the person goes into a maze and doesn't know where he's going right, left, he gets lost, doesn't know what to do. And then he turns around and sees that in the middle there's a platform. Yeah, the Achsadra. And on that platform there's someone that's there and he's saying, go right, go left, go right, go left. He tells him where to go. He said, assure him, that's what the importance of having a Meiru Derech. When you get a bit lost, you need to get to the... You need someone who's already by the Achsadra, who's already there, and he's guiding you, then you'll be able to get out of the maze of life. You'll be able to come out in a healthy way, get to the Gan HaMavucha, get to the Achsadra. Otherwise, you might get lost in the Olam Hazeh. And says Mr. Shroim, how do you get there? He says, from Pinchas Ben Yoyer, famous writer, the Torah mevia li dezihirus, rizus, v'chulu v'chulu. The Torah is what brings a person to this koyach of understanding what's right from wrong, to the point that even in yonim that are not written mefurish, maybe in different ways, but even in yonim that are not mefurish in the Torah, if you ask someone who's a das Torah, someone who's called kuloi, that he's learned the Teras Emes, then whatever he tells you to do, it's Das Teiran. What happens, the way it works is that the Teira is Meyasher, the Akumiyus Halev. Because we all have, as we're born, we're all born with the Midois that are not so good. And we need to, our life's mission is to fix those middos. And the without the Torah, then we have a natir, we have our own, our lave that pushes us, our middos pushes us one way or another. And we, without realizing, we might make decisions based on those biases of our life. Biases of what we've been brought up, biases of what we see around us. And we don't take it, we make our decision based on what we think is right and what we think is wrong. Whereas someone who learns Torah, the Torah goes into the heart, goes into the mind. It's miyasher, it straightens out our mind. And therefore, when the person who's called Kula Torah, who's learned a lot of Torah, Torah goes in and he thinks in a mahalach of Torah, he thinks in the Torah way, then what happens is his brain works in the Torah way. And he might make a decision, even on Olam Hazedika things, properties or business or other things, but because he's based on Torah, because his brain is a Torah Dika brain, therefore he will go into it in the Torah Dika mahalach, and the decision will be a Torah Dika way. That's where Chachomim have got the koyach that when they make their decisions, we should follow them, even if we don't understand them. One of the big places where we see this idiom is by Megillas Esther. As we know, Mordechai came along at the beginning of the Maisa of Esther, of Megillas Esther. He came and there was the Suda, and he came along and he said, Mordechai said, no, we shouldn't go to the Suda. What did the Balabatim say at the time? What does Mordechai know what he's talking about? He's telling us not to go to the Suda. What do you mean? It's a mitzvah to go. The king is inviting us. If we don't go, it's going to make problems with the Yidden. We have to go. It's a mitzvah. And Mordechai said, no, don't go. So what did we have? We had the Seichel HaYosha of someone who's Talmid Chacham. And we had the Balabatim. And they went. And they didn't listen to Mordechai. And if you look at the Shalshelas HaDvarim, talking about 7 years later, that Esther became queen. Then 9 years later, there was Haman. Then 12 years later, was Gzeira. The whole thing was, we're talking about years and years after the whole Maisa of the Mishteh. And then one day, Haman Arasha comes and he says, everyone has to bow down to me. And everyone bows down because he didn't say, obviously, you know, the Haman Rasha says, so we have to listen to him. And Mordechai says, he's not bowing down. What did Balabatim turn around to him saying? Look, that you're going to make us problems. You know, by you telling, not bowing down to Haman Rasha, you're causing problems. What are you doing? What are you doing? And then what happens? Haman taxi makes exer lahashmi lahari labez kalayudim. What are the Balabatim are going to say? No, we were right. With a small mindset of someone that hasn't learned Torah, that's not called Kula Torah, that thinks sometimes according to his own bias, then he will see the world in his own way, and he'll say, Mordechai, you're the cause of all our problems. And there's a big tightness, were they right or were they wrong? Comes along Mordechai, and that my grandfather says that was the tikkun of Kola, the whole Sipur. Comes along 2 days before Pesach, three days, and he says that he listened to Esther. Esther said that tzumu alai, fast for me. What does Mordechai say? And Achnami, let's fast 3 days. Fast. What was the 3 days fast? One of the days was Pesach. Pesach night. Pesach night is mitzvah midiraisa. Mitzvah midiraisa of achilas matzah. We've got a mitzvah of dalakosos. And now Mordechai is telling us to fast. But Balabatim can turn around and say, Mordechai, we don't understand you anymore. Now when we need all the mitzvahs, you're telling us to fast. Now when we need all the mitzvahs, you're telling us not to do them. First you tell us to not to be kareh, you cause all the problems. Now you tell us, but what did they do instead? Klal Yisrael, they chapt. That's the famous kimlu v'kiblu. They chapt what the Chachomim say, the mahalach of the Chachomim, that's the right mahalach. And if Mordechai, who's got Torah dika kop, tells us to fast on Pesach, that's the tikkun, then that's what we're going to do. What happened? B'layla hu, Nodash Nasam Melech, and that's it. Omar Rosh was dead, the very same night. The very same time the Yom Kippur, of the Mahalach of Torah, the Chachomim, is what we have to do. Straight away the tikkun happens, and we're safe. So if it comes out that if someone's got a shayla, doesn't, I'm not sure what he's supposed to do, what's the best way to, the best thing to do? You go to a chacham, you ask him, and you ask him your shayla, and if he tells you what to do, and you listen to what he says, then you're safe. You can say, I've done what the chacham told me to do it. Ah, you're going to tell me, but sometimes it's machlokes, sometimes it's two chachamim. What's the answer? And the answer is, Zeva Zedivrei Elokim Chayim. You go to your Rav, you ask him what to do, and you pass on it, don't stop me playing around, going to one Rav to another, maybe you can, how, okay, that you can ask the Rav how to do it. But once you go to the Rav and you follow what he said, then you're safe. And saying, why is it that as ever said, you don't start going into the Indian of, well, you say that, but the other Rav said the other thing, so I'm going to go to him. It's you start putting your own bias into it. That doesn't work. I remember when I was in Yeshiva, when I was in Yeshiva in Bar Yaakov, we learned by Ramush Shmuel, and he was part of the Matzah Gdela Torah, Ramush Shmuel Shapira. And at the time, there was a big Indian at the time with the Nacha Haredi, right, to start the Haredi part of the army. And as you know, Rabbi Aaron Leib paskened that yes, we should go and make the Nacha Haredi. And he pushed it along, and that's what happened. Now Rabbi Moshe Shmuel, when he heard about this, he said, that's it, he's leaving. He left the Mitzvah Gedolah Torah, he says he's not part of that anymore, if that's what they're doing. So, Un's young Bachrim at the time, got very hot under our collar, and said, hey, Baron Leib, I can't really do that, it's Baron Leib, and it's Nachach Redi, it's Cholila, terrible things, and started speaking about it. And I remember Moshe Shmuel got up in Yeshiva, and why did he give it to us? How dare we open our mouth against Gedolim? Tell us it's a emotional of a school where you've got two playgrounds. You've got a playground for the junior school and playground for the senior school. He says, what happens when a child from a junior school goes into the senior school playground? Get out, you know. What are you doing here? It's not ein lecha mokum here, you know, go back to your place. He says, none of you have got any right to open your mouth against Gedolim. So it's a machlokes in the Gedolim. We've got the machlokes. He says you should make the army. I tell you we shouldn't make the army. That's our machlokes. You don't make sin. Go back to your Gemara and go to learn. Nobody's got a right to open their mouth. That's the Zev Zed Divalakim Chaim. If you're going to your Rebbe, you're going to your Rav, then you've got a mahalach. We're coming now, I'm going from Purim, Mishnah Nichnas Adar, we're going to Mishnah Nichnas Av. We're coming now to the Zmane of Zmane of Avelus for Beis Hamikdash, and that's what we talk about the whole time, is that we daven the whole time for the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and the question is, what can we do to be able to fix that to a little bit, to be able to get back to get back our Beis Hamikdash? We're going to go through Avelus. What tikkun can we do? The answer is what we spoke about. Emunas Chachamim Chachamim told us in the Gemara in Yuma, that Bama of the Aretz, what was the cataclysm? What was the cause of the Churban Beis Hamikdash? And we know we've got the Churban Beis Rishon was the Gemara Averus, and Churban Beis Sheni says the Gemara was Sinas Chinam. If you go through the Gemara a bit later, the Gemara is Mevuah that Sinas Chinam is the Inyan Dibur, is the way we spoke about each other. Lashon Hara v'chulu. So if we're interested in getting back our Beis HaMikdash, then l'chaira, what we need to do is work on this, on our Dibur, work on our speech, the way we speak to each other. Why is it Inyan Dibur so, in what way is it so important, so strong? So I know someone here in Manchester who has a very deep hate for a mishpacha. He's terrible. He has it inside him. It goes around with a sin of a certain mishpacha. Here in town, there's another person in town, and he's never uttered a word about it to anybody. You're going to ask me, how do I know about it? That's different China. He's never uttered a word about anybody about it. Not the point that Sino is also, and I'm not going to go into that because I don't know much about it, I didn't go into the sugya. But Sino in itself, we see the Pasuk says, in Rachos, Chamor Sinacha, Rovitz Bederech, we see your Sino's Chamor. There's an understanding that a person might end up sometimes having the feeling of Sino towards someone else. Is it right or wrong? No, the sinah is a chibur vecha. You have to be misakened, you have to work on it. But sinah is a natural feeling. Sometimes you just don't like that person. Sometimes it's a problem. The sinah itself my understanding, again, if you argue with me, please tell me. But my understanding is that sinah itself is not the problem. Sinas chinam, the problem wasn't the sinah. The problem was the dibur, the way you acted towards Yena because of that sinah. The Gemara says that the problem of sinah is if you don't speak to someone for 3 days, if you don't say shalom, if you normally speak to him, when you act upon that sinah, that's the problem. How do you act? By the dibur. Our dibur is what we need to work on. And it is a very difficult thing, but it's and it, the, there's a very big geshmak, big yitzahara, as the Chofetz Chaim says, to use our dibur to hurt other people. But that's one area that we need to work on. That's the aim. If we want to build the Beis Hamikdash to come back, Meher B'Yameinu, that's the place that we need to work on. The Achachom told us that's the place we need to work on. That's what we should work during the next few weeks to pashut not talk Lashon Hara. Aigul Tami is very difficult. There's people that are able to, if we're all able to, if we want to stop ourselves, like this person that has a tremendous sin of his phone, he doesn't speak about it. I'm still, every time I think about it, I meet this person, I'm overwhelmed. It's a pashut thing just to not talk. And Be'ez Hashem, with this koach of kavod chaverim, of speaking nicely about each other and not saying nasty things, should be zeichem mitzvah Hashem that the Tisha B'Av will be a grace of Yom Tov this year. B'shalom mitzvah Hashem shkoach kol tov. Amen. Amen. Hey, Shmei, Rav and Boach, Olam, Olomer, Mayo, Yisbach. Amen. Amen. Amen.